with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the jury has begun deliberations in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from New York.
After weeks of testimony, the case is now being decided by 12 jurors. They began deliberating after Judge Juan Marchand gave them final instructions, including a reminder of their solemn responsibility in deciding Trump's guilt or innocence. He also reminded the jury of their vow to set aside any personal bias they may have and decide the case fairly based on the evidence of the law. The former president, who must remain in the Manhattan courthouse, told reporters that the charges against him were rigged and politically motivated. Greg Clugston, New York.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin must decide soon on a risky run for West Virginia governor. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Manchin is getting encouragement to run for his old job in the governor's mansion from West Virginia Republicans, who aren't happy that West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey narrowly beat former state lawmaker Moore Capito, Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito's son, in last week's Republican gubernatorial primary. To run for governor, Manchin would have to register as an independent or persuade Steve Williams, who won the Democratic nomination for governor in an uncontested race, to step aside. The West Virginia Democrat needs to decide whether to run as an independent for governor or keep his current Senate seat by the weekend, at least 60 days before the August 1st deadline for filing an independent campaign, according to the Secretary of State's office. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New Jersey's statewide police union is calling for what it calls real consequences for drunken, rowdy teens and adults who create mayhem in public places following disturbances at Jersey Shore towns over the Memorial Day weekend. A wave of such people overwhelmed police capabilities in Wildwood on Sunday night. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 411 points. This is SRN News. Seattle public schools are promoting transgenderism.
According to emails obtained by the group Parents Defending Education, a healthcare organization that operates clinics inside Seattle area schools is offering, quote, gender-affirming care services. This includes hormone shots to help children live as the opposite sex. The Seattle school system already has a policy of not disclosing to parents the fact that their child may be living as the opposite sex in class. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging in the city, New York education officials say they'll send thousands of schoolchildren to the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Manhattan. Some 85,000 middle schoolers will take the field trips in hopes of engendering tolerance for Jews in the next generation. The program's being funded in part by a grant from the Gray Foundation, which regularly spends large amounts on programs for New York City young people. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed lower under the weight of higher yields in the bond market. The S&P 500 fell 0.7%, sinking further from its record set last week. And the NASDAQ fell 0.6% after setting its latest all-time high. American Airlines Group led a slump for airlines after cutting its forecast for profit and other financial targets for the spring. Another climb for yields in the bond market also weighed on the stock market, broadly following an auction of $44 billion in treasuries. The Dow was down 411 points to close at 38,441. The NASDAQ lost 99 to 16,920. The S&P 500 dropped 39 points to 5,266. New York oil fell 60 cents to $79.23 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.